Hello and welcome to our Norwex podcast today. I'm Susan Bauer, and today I'm turning over the reins to Amy Kidora because we have a special episode today. So Amy, you are going to basically be running the show. Are you ready?
Those are some big shoes to fill, Susan. I don't know. We'll do our best.
Well, I'm excited. So guys, this episode is a special once a year episode that we will do because every year we have something called the Spirit of Mission Award. We give at national conference, both in the US and in Canada. And this is exciting because it's an award that really you nominate, and we pick the person who is nominated by their peers, who really is somebody recognized who best embodies our mission of radically reducing the use of harmful chemicals, and who educates on the importance of our mission in an inspiring way. So no surprise that our first award winner for this illustrious Spirit of Mission Award was Megan Slate in the U.S. And Megan is somebody who really embodies our mission in so many ways. And if you can't get excited about our mission when you talk to Megan, I don't know anybody else who can. Well, Amy, you too. You know, I think that between the two of you, this is going to be a really exciting podcast. So I just wanted everyone to know what it was about. This is something that you can certainly, when the registration for submitting the name for somebody comes about, go ahead and put that in, because it does matter, because we count them. And that's how this person is awarded. And so what did Megan get for this? She gets a beautiful mission-themed award and certificate.
She's showing us now. It's so gorgeous.
Oh yeah. Because we can see Megan. We're on video. So she's holding up her award. A $2,000 donation made on her behalf to her favorite charity. Megan, whose did yours go to?
So I actually, when I turned 40, I was like, you know, you kind of recalibrate your life and you're like, what is the point here? Come on. And I really got excited about building a well in a third world country. So
wow.
I didn't build a whole well, but I built a part of a well and supported the building of a well, I think in Kenya. It was super fun. And that's something I want to continue to do, like every year contribute to having people have clean water in a third world country.
Some basic.
That is awesome. I did not know that. Okay. So that's something I learned today. And then the other thing as being an award winner is that you are invited to be a guest on a podcast with Amy. And so with that, I'm now going to turn it over to our host for today, Amy Kidora.
All right, coming in with some big shoes to fill. I also, Susan, wanted to add the winner gets the free products, gets products for each season. And also they get to be on the Marketing and Product Advisory Council for that year. So Megan has been filling that. I know that they've been loving having her on there and that perspective. So for me, when we created this, just as a side note, I was so excited because we have Spirit of Generosity, which is such a beautiful part of our culture and who we are, but we didn't have something that was equal about our mission. And for me, our mission is, I think, the most important tool that we have. It is the, no matter what, our mission stands there. We are going to have many goals that, you know, it's not going away. Like, chemicals are not going away. We're seeing more research. We're able to make better choices. But unfortunately, this is a long-term relationship that we are having with our mission of getting rid of harmful chemicals. And Megan is a voice, is a very powerful and influential voice out there sharing, I know, your story, Megan. So why don't we just start? How am I doing on segue, Susan? Am I doing a good job?
You're doing an amazing job, Amy. And you know what? I forgot about the other things that Megan
got. I'm just here to help.
You know, we need both of us on this, I guess.
I guess so. I guess so. Partnerships are very powerful. But Megan, why don't you just start by telling us a little bit about your story, because it's such a, I never get tired of hearing it about it, but would love to hear your story and then also kind of how you came to know Norwex. And I know it was really kind of part of that story that you have.
Yeah, so I mean, let's just take it way back. I mean, I cleaned with all of the toxic chemicals, right? Like I throughout my childhood, teen years, I was a resident director. So I facilitated the cleaning of the dormitories in my first official job. And you about died. You walked down the hallways and you about died. And I would say to those students, "Hey, give me your cleaning stuff. If you don't want to take it home, I'll take it." Right? Like I loved chemical, like I cleaning products. I liked
You had a
cleaning.
toxic relationship with chemicals.
Very toxic. I loved the smell of gas. I loved the smell of dryer sheets. I would put like
Wait,
fragrance.
wait, 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 go back. You love the smell of like
Gas.
gasoline
Doesn't
or
that tell you something about how I was doing health-wise? Right? So, I mean, but I grew up, surrounded by chemicals. And so I went to a demo, a Norwex demo. I had had a baby at this time, right? And so I'm starting to think a little bit differently because I'm like, huh, right?
Well,
So,
you know what? This is a really, Megan, really interesting point. I just want to don't you lose your train of thought. That's the danger of me interrupting you. But what I find, and this was true in my case too, is that when you are pregnant, you start thinking about things very differently, right? Because your doctor, your OB will say, well, maybe don't dye your hair. You know, not really sure, but don't dye your hair. Don't eat this, do eat that, take a supplement. You know, maybe you haven't really been consistent. So you're like, okay, yeah, I gotta have a supplement. So it's an interesting opportunity for all of us to share this, especially with women of childbearing age, and make sure they know before they go into this time, this very important time period.
absolutely. So, and that you, oh, there's so much to say. We're going to
I
be on a call
know.
forever. So, like, just the idea of like when my little girl, was born, and I had all this toxic body burden stored up, right? And there was I read an article the other day about how it takes years. I think it was either 2 or 3 years for a baby to detox their mother's toxins, not even their own. And I was just thinking about this the other day about like jaundice, when babies are jaundiced and they're yellow, and yellow skin always, yellow eyes, yellow skin always points to that the liver is struggling. And that can come about in many different ways or diagnoses. But in babies, think about that. Their liver is backed up, it can't get out the toxins. And so, my little girl Gracie, she was definitely jaundiced when she was born. And I'd never really even considered that my toxins would have passed on to her and how that would impact her health, right? So I go to this Norwex party. I am toxic, right? I am like jaw on the floor. Why has nobody told me about this? I have terrible red, itchy eyes, seasonal allergies all the time. And I mean, I was like, give me everything in the catalog. Like, I want life change now. I am, it was my moment of like transformation. I am, and I think Amy, you had done like a assessment or a quiz from consultants, and you found, I think the statistic was 70% of them change their lifestyle once they join Norwex.
Yes. It's like the first step. You can
First
do
step.
these lifestyle changes from any angle, right? There's so many entry points. But yes, so many people. I mean, it's exciting to me because to think that we can truly impact people's health is incredibly exciting. For them to see within a few weeks of just some slight changes how they're feeling, you know? I love it.
It's amazing. It's
Very
truly amazing.
rewarding.
So, I go to this demo, I watch, I learn about these products, and I'm like, game on. Let's go. At the time, we had no money, right?
Of
So,
course, of course.
well, how are we going to do this? So, I end up joining. I end up signing up and I earn my kit for free, right? That was my path because, I could not have afforded to buy all of that stuff. It just wasn't possible at the time. We were like living below the poverty line with six jobs, barely making it. So, right, like this kind of, opportunity became something. And so I was telling y'all, I found on YouTube Amy Cadora, and I watched Amy's Chemicals of Concerns on repeat. Like, I would listen because it's lots of big words, right?
I know, yeah.
Wait, what's endocrine disruption? And wait, what's PFES or BF, whatever, chlor, what? But it made me shift in how I was. And I mean, I'll tell y'all, I hate the smell of gas. I cannot walk down the cleaning aisle. I have detoxed, right? And even health-wise, like, I used to have red itchy eyes and horrible seasonal allergies. It was probably about 6 months after we had removed, like, I had all the chemicals, y'all, all of them. And I was using them in my house. I mean, I was sanitizing, wiping my kids' toys, and they would put them in their mouths. And I didn't connect. Like, this is like a pesticide. This is like
Right.
weed killer.
Right.
And eating it, like, and the impact on, so my daughter had no good gut bacteria in her gut. That could have been a lot of different things, but I'm thinking about that and I'm like, wow, sanitizing, wiping their toys is probably not helpful in that situation. But after about 6 months, I mean, I haven't had seasonal allergies since. And obviously that's a, bigger health discussion, but for
Right.
me, it was, we detoxed,
Right.
got rid of all of that stuff. I mean, it was like boxes that I removed from my home. Every personal care product I had had parabens in it.
Yep.
Every single one. And I was shocked. I had no idea the impact, that these chemicals were having on red itchy eyes. And
Right.
oh, we could get into my kids having rashes. I would put them in the tub and I would use bath soap on them and they would break out in hives. And I was like, what? This is supposed to be a baby product. Like, what's going on? Why is this happening? Why are we doing this? But the impact of removing those toxins, and
Right.
we haven't used soap in what, 10 years? I mean,
You know,
what?
you're exactly right. I was just thinking, even when I'm out hiking, it's so strange to me when somebody walks past me and I know exactly the detergent that they're using. And I just want to stop them and go, first of all, I'm out here to enjoy the great outdoors, not smell your chemicals. So you're really not a hiker. I know you're not a hiker because you're up here with whatever detergent in your clothes. But these little things that we do can make such a big difference. And that's what you keep saying. And I keep coming back to it, like the importance of just making one small change. We don't realize it till we do it. And I love your, hey, do it before and after. I'm going to come into your home. I'm not going to take out many. I'm going to take out five products. Let's even talk Safe Haven five, right? And I want you to, in 2 weeks, I'm going to come back in here and let's talk about what's the difference in your life right now? Have you noticed anything different?
I love that.
Take the Safe Haven 5 challenge. We're throwing down the gauntlet right here on the podcast.
Come on. Well, and it's simple, right? Like, especially as you're, no paper towels, no, like, and this whole idea in our culture of, like, you walk into a space and it smells like, whoa, like
Yes.
unicorn pixie dust, whatever they do to that stuff. And again, I think we think about that as like, this is what a nice home is like. But my home, when I walk in, doesn't have a smell at all. And I don't feel sick and I don't have a headache. Right. And so there was I did a party for a woman and she was diagnosed with adult onset asthma. Right. She learns about these harsh chemicals. She detoxes her house. She had fragrance plugins in every single room of her house. And she said, I think it was within weeks. She texted me and she said, I don't have symptoms of adult onset asthma. Anyway, like, right? Like,
That's just crazy.
think about the doctor's appointments, the medications that you need, like
Cost.
the cost and just the discomfort and the fear.
Life. No,
Just.
I totally. I've been into more than one health practitioner's office where they have a that air freshener plugged in. I just go over and unplug it. I'm like, you know what? First of all, I'm only here for a few minutes, but I don't need to be smelling that any more than I already am. And maybe it'll take them a while to figure out it's unplugged. I'm like, you're a healthcare provider.
What are
Really?
you? Yeah.
Really? You're
But again,
contributing to the problem. You're not taking care of it.
I think sometimes we just don't think like, oh, this is a toxic substance and this shouldn't be.
Well, we don't know what we don't know. You're
Exactly.
exactly right. This is a really powerful moment for people to understand that, two-thirds of people think that their personal care products, this is the stat, the personal care products have actually gone through some sort of testing or registration with our regulatory bodies. And I would gather that they probably think the same thing, same two-thirds think that about household cleaning products. And the fact is they don't. They don't. So this education, this awareness, even just making people aware, can be such a, I don't know, such a catalyst to that new healthy living journey
Absolutely.
that so many of us are on. I mean, we may not call it that, but the fact is, for the time we're here, I sure want it to be healthy. I've got energy. I can keep up with my kids and ultimately my grandkids. And this to me is a part of that, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and it's again, as we talked about, like young women who, are having babies. Like,
Yes.
what if the year before they got pregnant, they detoxed their
Yes.
home?
Yes. Love
They
that. Oh my gosh. Love that. Okay, we're throwing down the gauntlet again. I love it. And because here's how we know that this is, you're talking about kind of anecdotal stories, but there has been very limited research on what happens when you remove some of these sources of chemicals. What happens to people if we test their blood at day one and we make changes? There was actually a Swedish study where they took a family that was they were looking at the foods that they were eating. So it was a traditional processed food, not organic diet. They took it out, they replaced it with all of the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. And then they tested them again 3 weeks later. Their levels of phthalates, of parabens, of pesticides plummeted from the kids to the adults. And I always grab hold of that and I go, this is a great example of making those little switches and those little changes, we can have an impact on our body burden and ultimately our health. So let's go, right? Don't feel hopeless. This is a very hopeful discussion because you can make these changes. Anybody can. And you can, it's affordable, especially if you're joining Norwex, you're joining as a host. How many people rave about how much stuff they get for free? You can cr start your journey to create a safe haven. Even on an incredibly tight budget, you really can. I promise you, you can.
Well, and to that point, I mean, I have all I clean my house with is Norwex. That's all I use. And typically just and here I'm holding them right now.
Right.
Like an Enviro and a window. I can clean
I have a
almost
kitchen cloth for
There
you,
you
right?
go.
My
There
desk.
you go. Your kitchen cloth. But I can clean almost my entire house. Like,
Yeah.
think about the
Yeah.
budget that people can cut out,
Yeah.
like all of those things. And it's just so like clean when you're done instead of streaks and smears and right? Like,
Redoing it over. I mean, how many times do you clean a window and then come back the next day and go, I don't understand. It was clean. It's not clean. So that, and I mean, I think even we've got something that talks about the average home spends like $600 or $700. And honestly, that's got to be close to $1,000 a year right now with the cost of everything. I'm going through, I don't like going through the grocery store, but I do go through there just to competitively see what's going on that cleaning aisle. And I'm seeing products that are $6, $7 that used to be $3 on the shelf. So you've got the cost savings, you've got the health savings, and I'm going to add the sustainability story here because to me, it's this trifecta really with something we've said often about quality being sustainability. Quality equals sustainability. If you have a Norwex Enviro cloth that lasts 25 years, which Debbie Bolton will tell you she has cloths that are 25 years old, that is sustainability. Just like I'm trying to buy clothes that I can wear for 10 or 15 years, not that I'm going to give away after one season of use, right? So that sustainability story with the product itself, with the replacements, you're not buying paper towels, you're not buying those one-use pads for dusting or for mopping. It's a nice added bonus, a feel good of, hey, I'm saving money and I'm not wasting things. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting money. I'm not wasting resources. So it's a trifecta for me.
Well, and I think too, even as we have embarked on kind of a new rebrand of skincare,
Yes.
think about young moms, what you put on your skin goes into your body, goes into your bloodstream. So, I mean, not only for young moms, for me,
Right.
like I really never stuck to a skincare routine, because I wasn't really, sure about it. It wasn't simple. And now every day I'm like, I'm putting Norway on my face. This feels good. I'm putting a Norwegian glacier right now on this face. And I will tell you, like, it has, because it's just such a clean, feel good product,
Yes.
like, it just, I don't know how it does it, but I'm happier. I am totally happier. And I'm like, I don't know how this is, but I think in the past, like, I was just kind of unsatisfied with my skin and how it was. And now I just feel like glowing. And I'm like, okay, this confidence boosts my confidence.
Right.
My son put night cream on. He had dry, crusty patches on his cheeks. And I'm like, are you using your body cloth? Like, what's going on? But he literally did. I had him put it on one night, and the next morning he woke up and I felt them. And for the first time in months, they were literally gone, like overnight. And it
Wow.
probably was toxins that I gave him, right?
Well, no. And the skincare is such a great example of thinking about your routine in a bit of a different way, realizing that your skin, largest organ, you're putting things on it every single day. And you're putting, by the way, not just your personal care products, but you're putting clothes that you've washed in a laundry detergent that, especially if you're using a fragranced one, those chemicals can stay in. I mean, they're designed to. The fragrances, there's, what do they claim? Like lasting 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. I'm like, anything that's lasting that long should give everybody a little bit of pause, right? There's something wrong with that. But thinking about your skin in a very different way and understanding that it's this large organ that lives and breathes and protects you. And when you give it only what it really needs, those clean, effective ingredients, the little bit of Norway on your face there, that it responds, right? It's a response. That detox and repair cream is phenomenal. Like, and I've had the privilege of trying a lot of really high end, I mean really high end, because we competitively test and we're like, okay, well, what, how does that feel? How does that work? This absolutely competes with those products. And I put it on, I don't know about you, it's like a mask. I don't exactly rub it in. I kind of layer it on like a big paste thing. And then I lay on my back for about 15 minutes and kind of let it really absorb, because it's the skin feel in the morning when you wake up, just what you can feel right away is beautiful. It absolutely competes with those products without those ugly chemicals that aren't doing your skin any favors, frankly.
Absolutely.
I
Absolutely.
love it. I love it.
So good.
Megan, this has been such a great pot. I think we've hit on every single topic. We didn't even really plan this, but we've talked about sustainability, the harmful chemicals, the cost, skincare. I don't think we could have covered anything more. So appreciate you coming on. So excited that you won our very first inaugural Spirit of Mission Award, and looking forward to many more people winning this award and being recognized for their efforts in sharing our mission and getting that word out. So thank you so much for coming on.
Well, this has been so fun to just be sitting back and listening for a change. Great job, first of all, Amy, for
Thank you.
filling my very big shoes, which honestly, you brought so much value to this as well. And Megan, I can just listen to you all day long because, I'm putting a little Norway on my face. I'm going to remember that tonight when I'm putting on my night
On
cream.
your Norway.
I know. And as you were talking, it's funny that whole idea of switching. And Amy, when you said 70% of consultants, when you did a poll, or maybe you mentioned it, Megan, changed their lifestyle when they joined. And I have to say, the one thing that bothers me is I walk in my neighborhood a lot, and it's the dryer vent, that vents out into the
Yes.
street.
Yes.
And I want to just knock on the door. Say hi, I'm your neighbor. I have a solution for you. But anyway, I just think that bringing the mission to life and knowing that We really do have a solution for so many things that people they need in so many different ways. And so I'm going to say, because I always end podcasts with a challenge. So I have actually two today. I don't usually do two, but I'm going to end with that Safe Haven 5 challenge that Amy threw the gauntlet down and said, so you can do it in two ways, guys. if you have the products, go to a neighbor, whatever. Ask somebody, can I take five products out of your home and use these five products? And I'll check back with you. Or something that Dolores shared in an event once, which always stuck with me. She said, okay, everybody, write down the five Norwex products that you couldn't live without. Because everybody has them. And they may be the Safe Haven 5, they may be more. I would have added the dust mitt when you said the environmental window. But anyway, she said, okay, write down what are ones you couldn't live without. Imagine there was no Norwex. What we know how and people were just visibly upset over it. And then she said, okay, and now think about your customers. Which customers don't have one of those five products that you absolutely couldn't live without? And so that could be a different kind of challenge. So that's kind of an action item. And then the other is just to save the date, everybody. On your calendar, Mondays at 2 o'clock Central Time, put a big smiley face and put Amy next to it because Amy Kedora is going to be going live in our consultant connections in the US and Canada. Correct, Amy?
Correct. 2:30 for Canada, 2 o'clock for US.
Wait, say that again.
2 o'clock for the US, and then I go live in Canada at 2:30. So they each get their own presentation.
Okay. And Amy is going to be doing Mission Monday, 15 minutes, where she will talk all things mission, different topics. And so, what a great way to start our Monday. So, just save the date, guys. Mark your calendar. And Megan, thank you so much. And it couldn't be more of an honor for us to honor you today.
Absolutely.
Thank you very
Well
much.
said. Well said.
Okay. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Until next time.